This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fresh! Fresh for fantasy. We cry. Hey. Fresh! Fresh for fantasy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Dave Richard is a local guy made good. He is CBS Sports fantasy football expert, and he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
Mr. Mulligan, Mr. Haw, it's great to talk with both of you. Looking forward to a huge Week 11 and a big Sunday night game. I was just looking at the line between the Bears and the Rams. It's LA minus 6.5. I'm almost wondering if they want you to take the Rams.
They're definitely begging for that.
If Vegas wants you to take the Rams, that means they must think the Bears have a chance to keep it close, if not win the game.
Yeah, I think that you're probably right, Dave. That's a big number. Wow. When you look at that game from a fantasy football perspective, last time they played, it was 15-6. So I don't know that there's going to be a lot of fireworks here. How do you approach it?
I think it's going to be a lot of defense, to be honest with you. The offensive line for LA is in shambles right now. You think the Bears' offensive line is bad? Just you wait until you see this Rams front. This should be the get-right game for the Bears pass rush. I think they can get after Jared Goff. I've seen it time and again where when the pressure's on him, he wilts. He does not put up good numbers, and he's really been shaky for fantasy purposes, so I wouldn't trust him. I think fantasy managers have to go with Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Todd Gurley just because of their potential. And certainly, it's a tough bye week. There's four teams on bye, but a lot of good fantasy players that are on bye, guys on the Seahawks, Packers, you know the deal. So I think that they're going to be started in most leagues. And Gerald Everett, a good sneaky tight end start as well. And for the Bears, I don't know if there's anybody that I really love. Allen Robinson's going to see a lot of Jalen Ramsey. You're going to see David Montgomery run into the teeth of that Rams defense. I think it's going to be tough on him. But if I had to give you two sleepers, I think that Taylor Gabriel can keep it hot. He's been putting up 9-plus PPR points each of his last three games. And Tariq Cohen could be the wild card for the Bears. I know that they can use him on the edges, let him catch some passes and make some plays. I think the Rams would have a little bit of a tough time dealing with him. But that's if the Bears actually use him. We've seen too often where Tariq Cohen gets lost in the shuffle. Maybe this week Matt Nagy gets his act together, uses a little bit more Tariq Cohen to help him get some yards, get some first downs, and get some touchdowns.
Do I actually claim Colin Kaepernick, or do I wait and see how the workout goes?
You got to wait on the workout and see how it goes, but I'm excited for him that he's getting this opportunity. It's curious how it's all going down and why it didn't happen, I don't know, 2 years ago. But here it is. He's getting a chance. Let's see how he does.
Tonight it begins with the Steelers and the Browns and the Browns receivers. There's always a question every week. What do you do with those two guys? What do you think this week, Dave?
I like Landry better than Beckham at this point. He's put up more fantasy points than him each of the past 4 weeks. And this Steelers defense is good. And I'm sure job one on passing downs is going to be to take away Odell Beckham and make the Browns beat him with everybody else. And Landry's been doing exactly that when defenses have tried that approach against Cleveland. Look for the Browns to use their running backs a lot. They did it last week. It worked in a win. And Kareem Hunt has fresh legs. It's a short week game. Those Steelers are on the road after playing at home 4 days ago. It's going to be tough for that defense to get up and stop the run, Chubb or Hunt, in this matchup. But I think Kareem Hunt actually is in line to have a good game. He's the number two running back for me. You know what to do with Nick Chubb. And I think Jarvis Landry, A, the fact that he's been putting up better numbers than Odell, and B, the Browns are using him in creative ways. It's like the only guy that they are using creatively. With Odell, it's all shot plays. They're hoping that he connects with Baker Mayfield. But with Landry, they're scheming him open, and it's working. And I would expect to see more of that this week against Pittsburgh. I think Landry's a number two receiver this week.
All right, Dave, your public seeks you. Let's start with Dave in Berwyn. Dave, you are on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Dave. Dave, I had a question for you about Darius Geis and N'Keal Harry, two guys coming back from injury. What are your rest of season prospects for those guys? Thanks.
They're not very strong, but I don't mind stashing them. Geis more so than Harry, because who knows with Harry? He might only have one good game, and you're not going to know when it's coming between now and the end of the regular season. But at least with Geis, he's coming back to a Washington team that's done a better job of running the football. We've seen Bill Callahan dedicated to the run. Dwayne Haskins has been pretty amusing to watch at quarterback, because anytime he throws it more than 15 yards, there's a pretty good chance it gets intercepted. Not that that's good for the Redskins or for Terry McLaurin, even in a great matchup against the Jets this week. But we could see Darius Geis begin with maybe 10 touches against the Jets. Not the best matchup. You're not going to start him. But you could see what develops, and you know that Adrian Peterson's like 33 years old, something like that. And Darius Geis can take over that workload and be the lead back in Washington to close out the season. It's not the worst spot to be in.
Steven Geneva has a question about running backs for Dave Richard.
Hey, the Bears, PPR league, 2 out of 3. Let's go Chubb, Singletary, or Le'Veon Bell. Ditka!
I hate saying to sit Singletary, but you've got three really good running backs. So here's what you do. You saddle up with a Polish sausage, and you put the onions and the mustard on it, and you say, Chubb and Le'Veon, let's go. And Devin
Gang.
Singletary, Devin's going to be good too, but if you can't find a way to start him, then I guess he's just the odd man out.
We should make everyone who calls in say that. Oh, boy, Kevin is shaking his head. Let's try Chris and Lansing. Chris, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm wondering, for a flex position, David Johnson or Kellen Ballage?
Oh, my God, you're in hell. David Johnson really looked terrible last week. I think Kenyon Drake is the better option, and Kalen Ballage might get benched. He's averaging like 2.5 yards per carry. It's not good for him. Goodness, I think you have to start David Johnson if those are truly your only two options. But please, sir, go to your waiver wire and look at every single name twice and see if you can find one that's better than what you've got, because David Johnson is just not the same David Johnson that we're used to.
Let's go to Novell for his weekly check-in from Olympia Fields. Novell, you're on with Dave Richard.
Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it. PPR league, start Eckler or Connor, and what do you think, which of them which DST do you think is best, Oakland or the Bills?
I'm going to go with the Bills over the Raiders, but I mean, they're playing the Dolphins, so obviously. But the Raiders have a pretty good matchup against Cincinnati. They got crushed by the Bengals last year. Now they're getting them again with the rookie quarterback, and it's at home. I think the Raiders actually rise up and finish as a top 10 unit this week. And I would go Connor over Eckler. Again, a situation where I really like both running backs, but I always like to lean toward running backs on Thursdays. Connor hasn't played in the last couple of weeks. His legs should be fresh. I would expect 100 yards and a touchdown from him tonight.
Gabe is in Chicago. You are on with Dave Richard, Gabe.
Yes, Deshaun Watson or Drew Brees?
And normally it's a pretty obvious answer because Deshaun Watson's been so good, and that's who I'm going to say, but you have to think about it for a minute because he's playing at Baltimore, and that Ravens defense is no joke. Their secondary is really good, and in my mind, they are the front runners in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl. So I think it's going to be tough on Deshaun Watson, but the fact that he can use his legs to score and pick up yardage, and he's a pretty good passer, and it looks like he's going to have his full complement of receivers at his disposal. It looks like Will Fuller is trending in the right direction. I'm going to go with him over Drew Brees, who's on the road against Tampa Bay. Good matchup for Drew Brees, and I like him. I just like Watson's upside a little bit more.
Dave, I thought it was interesting, the game between the Patriots and the Eagles coming up, and you recommend that people start Jordan Howard. Why?
He's been playing well the last couple of weeks, and I think the Eagles have no choice but to run the football. You look at their receiving core, and unless they turn Nelson Aguilar into, you know, Mike Quick or somebody like that, a legend of the past for Philadelphia, you're going to see them struggle to attack downfield, and the Patriots know it. So I think they've got to grind it out with their run game, and I think Jordan Howard is the guy to do it with. He's had at least 17 carries each of his past two games. He's found the end zone. He's looking good. The offensive line is good. And believe it or not, this Patriots run defense really has not played well the last few weeks, over 5 yards per carry to opposing running backs. So I think Jordan Howard can get it going. And in a week, again, we're missing a lot of teams on bye. He falls in as a number two running back pretty easily.
Let's try Mike. Mike's on the road. Mike, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave. Need a flex help. Juju, David Johnson, or James White? I'll hang up and listen. Appreciate the call.
If it's a PPR league, it's a no-brainer to go with James White. He's given you double-digit PPR fantasy points in every single game this year. You can hang your hat on James White getting you those kinds of numbers. And if it's non-PPR, it's still a really close call between him and Smith-Schuster, but I'll take the fading upside in Juju Smith-Schuster. It doesn't seem to be there quite often. He seems to be basically a big player bust type of receiver. And, I just think he's got a little bit more upside than James White if catches do not count.
Let's go to Jeff in Bolingbrook. You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, so I got a PPR. I got Singletary and Damian Williams starting, but I got Eckler on the bench that I can also put in, and I'm literally at a complete deadlock on which one to leave out of those three.
Well, I think you've got it right with Singletary. He's got to be there. He's taken on the Dolphins. Their run defense, despite what they did last week, is not very good. And I think the Bills go right back to Devin Singletary. I've got him as a number one running back. And right behind him is Damian Williams. So I agree with the way you have it set up. I think Williams is going to be the lead back for the Chiefs until further notice. The Chargers' run defense is not very good at all. We've seen that. You saw it against the Bears. They struggled to wrap up David Montgomery. And Damian Williams has actually looked pretty good the last couple of weeks. So he's passing the eyeball test. He's getting the work in Kansas City. And he's got a good matchup against L.A. It's a trifecta for Damian Williams. Start him over Austin Eckler.
All right, we'll close it out with Eric. Eric is on the road, and he is on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave, I got a PPR flex question for you. I already got McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook starting, which are musts. For my flex, I got Joe Mixon and then Ronald Jones. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for the call.
I'm going to go with Mixon over Jones, and I know that sounds weird because Joe Mixon's on the Bengals, and he's not very good, or at least his numbers haven't been very good, and Ronald Jones is coming off this amazing game where he caught 8 passes, but he did not look comfortable catching the football. Tough matchup going against New Orleans. I'm wondering if the turnover late last week is going to cost him some playing time. Bruce Arians has been talking up Peyton Barber this week. It's weird, so I know that it sounds funny, but I would sit Ronald Jones here. I'm not sure he's going to be as good as your other option.
Dave, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Always a joy.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it, fellas. Good luck in your leagues this weekend.
Titka.
All right, buddy. Yeah, titka. Guy calls in. Bash. Oh, boy. It's beautiful.
Gotta love that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right. 312-644-6767 is the number, and we have our man.
You know what time it is?
Brad Biggs. It's Biggs time!
Biggs time!
On the Mullion Hall Show, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.